brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, former Congressman Ron Paul was on the transmission. And while he was on, the news broke in the Weekly Standard and other publications that Joe Biden has set executive orders. They're set to use executive orders to ban our guns and make us turn them in. They've got 11 different bills turned in to do background checks and huge federal taxes to buy ammo, try to make you register ammo you already have. I mean, this is it. And they're probably going to stage some more shootings. This has all the looks. The last two, Colorado and Sandy Hook being partially or all staged. And I told you they were on drugs. That's all coming out. And it's all weird government funding and bizarreness at every level. So we're in a lot of trouble. And a lot of people are going to cower to the system and go along with it. That's why it's such a dangerous sign that Glenn Beck, who normally wouldn't even give attention here on air, because I don't want to be in rivalries with people. I mean, I was watching last night because I was sent the clip with him and his sidekicks, and they were just literally looked scared and freaked out and said, I'm spooky and scary and look completely freaked out that I'm getting news attention because they're egomaniac narcissists. Okay, I don't go, oh, great, I'm on TV. Oh, I'm in thousands of newspapers. It's like, oh, man, great. Now I've really got to watch what I say. I mean, this is about defeating the globalist. That's what I want. I mean, I wouldn't be up here putting it all on the line, calling for Second American Revolution peacefully before it gets violent. I said that because I can see they're going to make their move. We got to get real aggressive or we're going to lose it. But, oh, Piers Morgan and Beck are like, don't be aggressive. Sit down and shut up. They always tell constitutionalists, libertarians, quote, conservatives that. And later, Jakari Jackson's going to pop in at the bottom of the next hour because he's in there. It's like hours of this Glenn Beck stuff. We're going to try to condense it down to a few minutes. I'm a liar. I sit on a pile of lies. I'm a fascist. I'm spooky. I'm scary. I'm fat. I lie to my listeners. You know, there's no 1.6 billion bullets. And then with lawyers, at the end of it, you can tell lawyers told him this. He says, now, none of this may be true. This is just my opinion. You better look it up yourself. Acting like go look it up and find out it's true, knowing most people won't look it up. And I mean, he's on a lot of the same radio stations as me. I mean, and he's saying, don't believe Alex. Don't listen to him. You know, this man shouldn't be popular. Same thing Piers Morgan's saying. Because you guys are establishment, okay? And, you know, I pray to God that I don't have a bad temper. I pray to God that I can tell the truth and be accurate. I'm not perfect, but you know what? I don't like people saying I'm a liar on purpose and that I'm a bad person and that I want a violent revolution. If we don't say, hey, don't try it and get the word out and say a takeover is illegitimate, there's going to be one. Ron Paul, a senior statesman, historian, economist, just said there will be a revolution if they come for the guns. It's a fact. You think I like being at the very front of the line on that? Man, I live in the real world, folks. I go into the arena, and I wish more of you would have actually ever been in it yourselves. I had a guy call me last week and go, oh, you've never served the military, so I don't trust you. What does that even mean? I have served in the front lines of the battle for this republic for 17 years. I have been threatened and physically attacked and crawled through hell and psychological warfare attacks and dirty tricks and everything you can, my family threatened, not because I'm a hero, because I've got to defeat these people. And they know I am getting out to tens of millions a week and we're growing. They can see our exponential growth. And this is the time they'll come after us. And they demonize you first before they go after you. All these years, Alex Jones doesn't exist. Who's that? All of them say that. Now, he has a huge audience, tens of millions. Look out, he's bad. Get him. And to, I mean, it really hurt me with Glenn Beck and his weird little yuppie effeminate host, how it's all calculated and snake-like to deceive the audience while telling them that I'm trying to deceive my audience. Before God, I never try to deceive you. Doesn't mean I'm not imperfect and make mistakes sometimes. Before God, I'm real. And before God, I know Glenn Beck is a serpent. My gut and his actions, his fruits, he is a demon.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Hangman. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a maximum red level alert. It's all happening. Just like Sarah Brady promised, she said he's going to get the guns in the second term. Don't worry. Just like he told Rahm Emanuel in the first campaign 4 years ago, stop saying we're going to ban their guns. It even happened in a press conference. The press meeting, he said, shut up. We'll get these people in our own time, these bitter clingers. He went to San Francisco and he said, we'll get their guns. We've got to get in first. And I'm supposed to sit there with known liars like Piers Morgan going, I don't want your guns. I just want to ban them. There were no riots in England. There's no crime increases. We took the guns. Total red alert. Look at DrudgeReport.com. And we've got our stories where we're being death threatened. Up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, if you just joined us. High noon, Sheriff Biden and NRA showdown. He's there telling the NRA, created by the federal government at the end of the Civil War, to go ahead and get in line like they did in 63 and 68. And don't think they won't betray us. You better call the NRA, folks. We got Larry Pratt coming up. The bottom of the hour. This is an emergency situation. Bang, bang. Cuomo to announce sweeping gun laws, including bans. Iowa lawmaker calls for confiscation of guns, period. Connecticut lawmaker calls for background checks to buy ammo. Members of Congress have introduced a legislation to do that. Gun sales soar in Atlanta. And then look at that. That is proper reporting. Hitler and Stalin. White House threatens executive orders on guns. And we have the video of Biden talking about that we're going to go to in a moment. But Vice President Joe Biden revealed that President Barack Obama might use an executive order to deal with guns. This is all going up at InfoWars.com right now, but it's all up now at DrudgeReport.com. Get it? Go there, get these links, and say, see, we told you so. I told you in the December issue, came out 3 weeks before Sandy Hook, came out in late November, I said they're going to sign executive orders, there's going to be mass shootings, and folks, they're going to be false flags. I believe these are false flags. They have all the earmarks. We know Oklahoma City was. You know, they go, you said the government did Oklahoma City. Criminal elements. They did Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment. That even came out in CBS News. They did it to blame the Second Amendment. And as Larry Pratis said, if they'd stage Fast and Furious, they'd stage Aurora. The president is going to act, said Biden, giving some comments to the press before a meeting with victims of gun violence. There are executive orders. There are executive actions that can be taken. Yeah, it's called dictatorship, as Ron Paul said. That's a dictatorial move. We haven't decided what this is yet, but we're compiling it with the help of the attorney general and the rest of the cabinet members, as well as legislative action that we believe is required. It's critically important we act. The president is going to act. The president has said we're going to react. And they're going to go get this rubber stamp with it says the attorney general and the task force. As the president said, we have got Holder scheduled for a meeting that's currently taking place in the White House. And they're going to wait till he gets inaugurated. You watch, and they're going to drop a hammer on us. They're going to say, all right, if you get a letter from the ATF, because they already do this to veterans, we already know what they're going to do. You got to come into the ATF for an evaluation. They're going to make you do a psychological evaluation. It's total fraud. They're going to make you see a government psychiatrist. It's going to cost tens of billions of dollars. They're going to do it. And they're going to take your guns. And they're going to pick people that look kooky and act weird, but who are law-abiding to kill and say, well, they deserve it. They fire on the SWAT team. And they're going to attack police stations and blame us. I mean, these are guys that wrote memos during the last 4 years saying we need staged terror attacks to blame on libertarians, conservatives, and constitutionalists. And Glenn Beck, even to his credit before he left Fox, said, here's all their quotes about how they're going to stage terror attacks. And he said, blame me, i.e. Glenn Beck. No, they said they were going to blame anti-New World Order people. I mean, they're saying they were going to do this and blame us, okay? And a lot of folks are going to decide to cower to this. If you cower, they fully take over. I mean, believe me, it's not fun to get up here and be in these people's faces. It's not fun, but it's got to be done. They're going for broke. Now, lots of threatening things got said to me while I was at CNN, lots of little cryptic things, and I didn't say all that on air because people wouldn't believe it. I told you that yesterday. I said, I'm holding back. I told you, and I shot a video that night, and I left New York to go to New Jersey where I was taking off in Newark and got like 2 hours sleep because I got to New Jersey. Because we had plainclothes police in the hotel following us around. We turned down a street and a guy would step out. You know, obvious police. I saw guns under their deal. They were like, oh, where you going? How you doing? I mean, this was bad. Waiting for us at CNN. Waiting when we came out. I mean, super creepville. Like they were on a rabbit hunt or something. And I, you know, lived to fight another day. Got out of there. Got out of Bloomberg's crime syndicate operation. Since then, they're making cryptic comments about my family and my children being killed on Piers Morgan. And I thought, okay, honey, that's not a veiled threat. Let's wait and see. But it was said creepily with a lot of relish and re-aired again on CNN. And then they had the writer for the Daily Beast, and it was clearly scripted, say, we need to have you kill Alex the next time you see him with a semi-auto you buy legally. As if buying legally is what did it. And then the daughter of Huntsman, top globalist minion, says, ooh, yeah, Piers, I want to see you do it in a uniform, baby. And Piers is like, I'll wear my brother's uniform, because he's in the military, reportedly. Like, it's okay. Like, then the message is, the uniform's going to kill you. We're going to play that clip. FPS Russian founder, tied to a chair, killed execution-style gun manufacturing company owner. The TV show was a side thing they did. That's why they were level 4, level 5, until they got cannons and stuff for that show. Dead. Killed execution-style. Nothing stolen. No guns, no money at his factory. Number one gun show in the world. 3 shows canceled off Discovery. I'm talking to some of the folks soon involved with the shows about what happened behind the scenes. It's a purge, folks. They can't beat our gun culture. They're going to try to kill it. And right now it's going, well, Doug Hagman said, his federal source said, they are planning if Larry Pratt gets run over, if Wayne LaPierre gets shot, if I get pulled over and they say I pull a gun on a cop, folks, I normally occasionally carry firearms. I have decided to make the announcement that I'm not going to carry firearms for the time being so that it's on record that I do not have firearms so they can't set me up. If they strike me down, that's God's will. It's in God's hands. You're like, well, I thought you're all about defense and 7076 peacefully, but defend yourself. Yeah, but I've prayed about it, and it's important that I say I'm planning no offensive actions. And you know, if they try to set me up or try to bury a pipe bomb on my property, as the ATF's done a lot of people, obviously, you know, if they come to my house or shoot me or something, I'm not, you know, if the ATF comes and busts in, I'm not going to pick up a gun. And then they may be coming to kill me, because that's the message they're sending. That's what mafias do. They killed thousands of Mexicans, hundreds of U.S. citizens, five police officers. So pray for us. But if they kill me, I was murdered. Okay, if they kill me, I was murdered. And I told you the last few months, even before this happened, I said something big's about to happen. I can see the writing on the wall. So pray for us, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I've always had really bad cedar allergy. It's gotten really bad, so I've had like not a chest cold, but when I went to New York, I can barely breathe. When I came back, I can barely breathe. And stuff like Benadryl doesn't work. I'm going to have to go to the doctor soon. That's why I've sounded even more, you know, Clint Eastwood style of the voice, because it's just completely shot. And I really need to rest as well. I am overwhelmed. I'm not in fear. I just love God. And I'm sad for America. I'm sad for my family. I'm sad that it's come to this. I know I'm right about what I'm saying. And Piers Morgan, Glenn Beck, the entire media are saying I shouldn't be on the air and I'm dangerous and I want violence and none of that's true. And are saying I'm a liar and that I want to deceive people. And all I ever wanted was freedom. Nothing more. All I ever wanted was decency and honor. Yes, I have a temper about bullies. It's a hot button. Bullies really get me upset. And it's probably because I got beat up. No exaggeration, probably 50-something times by bullies before I learned to fight back. And now it's just instinctive. I get really upset. And that's why I blow up. It's because I'm not good at running. And I knew these were police in New York, and I had to swallow my pride a few times, almost got in their faces, and I thought, no, that's what they want. So I got out of there. But I never wanted to be the real leader of the liberty movement. Ron Paul is more of a statesman, but he's 76, 77 now. What is he, 76? Look up his age. And unfortunately, for all intents and purposes, I am the leader. Because other people like Ted Nugent and others, they don't get the whole picture. Rand Paul is such a statesman, you know, that he's just not really leading right now. He should be all over the place, climbing the walls, trying to defend the Second Amendment right now, like Ron Paul's doing. And I'm not criticizing him. It's just now is the time to act. Ron Paul, 77, just had his birthday. That's right, a few months ago. Media-wise, Matt Drudge is the leader when it comes to getting the word out. For whatever reasons, is a focal point, what I've called for. They know that I've got the biggest audience, and I am in grave danger. And the weird thing is, it doesn't scare me. It's more like crossing a river. It's actually peaceful in a way, but very saddening that we are in the hands of criminals. Real criminals, hardcore tyrants. And if we don't come out and say they're trying to become dictators, it's over. We either back them down or it's over. Let's go to this clip here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go to a clip of Biden saying they're going to use executive orders. Here it is.
The president is going to act or executive orders, executive action that can be taken. We haven't decided what that is yet, but we're compiling it all with help of the attorney general and all the rest of the cabinet members, as well as legislative action we believe is required. So I appreciate you very much being here.
Oh, he appreciates the media very much being there. We're going to go to break and come back with one more segment. And Larry Pratt's joining us. He'll be on Piers Morgan tonight battling. Pray for him. And again, I just pray that God makes me strong no matter what the course is. Not strong to face this. That's easy for me to do. I ask God to give me the intellect and the strength to communicate the message to the people to turn the tide. Please, God, I'm weak. I hope people will pray to give me strength.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ladies and gentlemen, I come off like a maniac a lot of times, and it's because I get hyped up about this. I mean, I know I'm right about it. As more and more stuff comes true, I'm just completely freaked out at my core, and I'm flailing around trying to get people to wake up and get out of their coma. And you know what? It isn't pretty sometimes, but it's effective. And that's why the enemy's pulling out the stops against us. And if they kill, if any more gun, because it's not just FPS Russian, there's been some other deaths of prominent gun manufacturers. That's why other gun manufacturers are like, you know, we're getting out of the business. You know, you said they're meeting with the NRA today, telling them there's going to be an executive order. You get in line. Don't you thugs get it? You could get 99% of gun owners to turn their guns in. The 1% is 1.5 million people. It's a guaranteed civil war, as Ron Paul said. That doesn't mean I want one. I'm the last person that wants one. But Glenn Beck and CNN take out of context what I've said and say that I want a violent revolution. And that's ahead of a setup. So if I get killed, I want investigations, and I will never commit suicide. But again, he who's in us is greater than he who is in the world. And I need your prayers, folks. I believe in it. I know it's real. People say, well, you're not a goody-two-shoes Christian. Well, you play rock and roll sometimes. It's not about that. I love God. My heart loves God. I know I'm like dirty rags to God. But God knows I love innocence and beauty and decency. Okay? And that's what matters. And that's why they always attack those of us that have good hearts and say we're not for real. Because they're not for real. Now, here's the clip. Which clip do we have first? The guy going, he helps my kids don't get killed on CNN? Yeah. Let's go to the Daily Beast guy with Piers Morgan when they agree that I need to be shot by Piers Morgan. But they'll dress him up in a uniform so it's okay. And then Piers goes, yeah, I'll wear my brother's uniform. Now, people say it's a joke. If I said kill KI double hockey sticks anybody with a gun, I would be arrested. And by the way, I should be. I mean, if I said you break in my house, I'm going to kill you, that's legal and lawful to say. You know, I've said, Piers Morgan, anybody, you know, tries to lay a hand on me, I'll defend myself. That's different. They are fantasizing. And I've been around these authoritarians that call themselves leftists. How many times have I told you? I've been around them. They'll come up to me when I've been at countless Democratic events covering them, and they'll say, you know, one day we're going to kill you. I'm like, I thought you're a liberal. They're like, yeah, you know we're not. I mean, these people are demons, okay? I don't know how else to explain it to you, and they can't control themselves. If you're a radio listener, you got to see this pig. This guy on the show, who is the writer, Buzz Bissinger, this darling of the left. And I mean, when he talks about killing me, he looks like he's about to have an orgasm. I'm serious. I mean, these people are sick. And that's why we have our guns, Bissinger. You understand that? Let's go ahead and go to the clip. Here it is.
Now, but what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I'll borrow my brother's uniform.
I don't think more guns are the answer here. I mean, there are a lot of...
So she goes on to say, yeah, ooh, you wear a uniform. Ooh, then it's okay. And then Pierce, oh, yeah, I'll get my brothers. So they're all agreeing, yeah, let's kill Alex. And that's a message. Just like they know if they said everybody go to this soup place, they've got the best soup in town, there'd be a line 50 feet long outside of it. And everybody advertises, if you're crazy, go kill kids at schools. Nobody's there with guns to protect them. Then that becomes self-fulfilling. That's what advertisement is. And they're on there saying, and it's other shows too, somebody ought to kill Alex Jones. That's what they're saying. And I had to run the gauntlet of their cops with guns, getting in our faces, the 10 blocks up there, out of there, waiting for us, all over us. I came out and said, I don't want to go out that entrance. I want to go out the main entrance. And the guy goes, with the security, he goes, you're going out the front. I go, I know there's detectives out there getting in our faces and stuff. And I think there's going to be a bunch of them. And he goes, you're going out. And that punk security guard, you know, guy in his suit, like he was FBI, got off on him. He goes, oh, no, you're going out that door. And they were all out there waiting. You know, I knew the tough guy thing. Now, what do you guys want? I just went, taxi, by the grace of God, one was right there, and we jumped in it and left. And then they were at our hotel. Okay, I don't know what they were planning. You got the clip of them talking about my kids? This was on the same show last night. Here it is.
I don't want Alex Jones to get the phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning that one of his children have been shot and killed by somebody who shouldn't have a handgun or a rifle or a automatic weapon. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to get that phone call.
That is the whole point, and you articulate that.
Those eyes kind of sparkle a little bit when it gets to that part. I'm not stupid, okay? And you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I got my course plotted. I'm going to accelerate speed. And I'm going to politically ram you. I'm committed. Everything. My entire being. Don't you know doing this only gives me the power to stand up against you? The full commitment. We'll be right back. Obama set to ban guns.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now the top story at InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. With the video, we played it earlier, White House threatens executive orders on guns. I told you that was coming. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, told you that. There have been a lot of tweets sent out calling for my death, calling for Larry Pratt's death, calling for Wayne LaPierre's death at NRA. They say we killed the children. They say it's our fault. I guess we killed the people that died or been injured in that big ferry crash. We got to ban ferries now. Bad things happen. There's 7.5 billion people in the world, or close to it. 315 million here. They wave the bloody shirt of 24 dead children we pray for, their families, and then tell us we did it when they're the ones that made them victim disarmament zones. And I told you, they're going to use an executive order. The ATF last year started telling gun shops what to do outside law, and they told him, hey, don't argue. When he's reelected, we'll do whatever we want. I talked to multiple gun show people. In Tennessee, in Arizona, in California, and Austin. We broke that they were being given memos. And they said, well, there's no law. This law didn't pass. They said, well, you do what we say or we're going to shut you down. We found an I that wasn't dotted, literally. And now when you go in to do your background, it's all put in a computer. It all go when you call the feds, it's all computerized. You're already registered. They're now saying they're going to physically take the semi-autos. Like Dianne Feinstein said, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn your guns in. That's a quote. And then Piers Morgan says, I don't want your guns. I just want you to turn all these in. And then I get angry at him. And then he says, I'm dangerous and shouldn't have guns when I have no criminal record. And then the next night, last night, and the man we're about to talk to is scheduled to be on there tonight, Larry Pratt, Piers Morgan doesn't have a big audience, but when it's a gun debate, it goes in all the other news and tens of millions, probably 100 million. I mean, this is the biggest story in the last 2 days, is what I did with Piers Morgan. And that wasn't my full plan, but it was part of it. If he pulled bull, I was going to get in his face. Because all he ever does is bully people. So I gave him his own medicine back and put him on notice because I realized what Ron Paul said last hour. He said the line in the sand is the guns. There will be a revolution. He agreed with me if they come to take the guns. It will happen. Folks, I don't want this to happen. I'm not planning to physically resist. I'm a media person. I'm a general. Okay, they're going to use this to purge and persecute gun owners. And it is going to be an unmitigated nightmare for police and military. Even if you try to carry it out, it's a death sentence. And that's the globalist plan. They've been preparing for this. And police are like, you're right. If this happens, it's going to be horrible. But they wouldn't dare. Yes, they will. And they're getting it ready for another executive order with the next mass shooting you know will happen with all their hyping. And now we have them saying, Larry, I called you this morning to get you on when you were driving into work. Have you had a chance to see the CNN clip now where the host and his two guests talk about shooting me and agree it's okay as long as they wear a uniform?
Alec, I haven't had a chance to even look at a clock. I've been so nonstop. But I'll tell you what, you were just discussing this executive order. That is something that I believe I might have even talked about on your show, because you've been nice enough to have me on so many times. But sometime well into last year, it occurred to me, these guys don't have the votes in Congress. And after the election, it was clear they didn't have the votes in Congress for the next Congress either. But Obama has shown by what he's done in other areas, such as immigration, he'll just bloody well do what he wants and issue an executive order against the law, against the Constitution. Hey, when you're socializing the country, what's a few broken laws here and there? They were only put on the books by a bunch of dead people that aren't here anymore. It's our country now, and I won it because I got elected. And so I think he believes he might have been elected king, although even the British king has far less power than what he's presuming. But I saw what they would do. If you assume the guy is lawless, then you don't have to be a prophet, and I'm not a prophet, but I could see that that would be, for him, the course of least resistance. That's where his water would flow, if you will. And he's doing it.
Well, I had Ron Paul on, and you just heard me basically paraphrase what he said. He agreed that they want a civil war. They know what they're doing. If they think they're going to get 160 million gun owners to turn their guns in, there will be a percentage that's not going to go along with it.
Well, it's very, very, very critical that if anything bad comes down, that it be very clear that it was the government initiating violence. Remember Lexington and Concord. That day's battle was started by the British because I think his name was Preston or Prescott. The captain on Lexington Green said, hold your fire until fired upon. And if I recall correctly, there were a couple of guys that died almost immediately following that order because the British did fire first.
Yeah, quite a few of them, but that gave them the
moral high ground.
Moral high ground.
And I think it's absolutely essential that we hold our fire, that we even be willing to perhaps be the first one down, because we are in a war of ideas, a monster culture clash, and it's absolutely essential that we be perceived as the law-abiding ones, as the lawful ones. We need to make it understandable that there are two kinds of rebels. There's the rebel who goes out in the mountains on his own and is out there kind of like Robin Hood shooting people. And then there's the rebel that comes with a badge. If either one of them are acting out outside the law, that makes them a rebel. And I know they, you know, the statists of our time can't get it through their head that they could be the rebels. But the Constitution was put up to strictly limit what the federal government can do.
Well, that's profound what you said. When Lenin took over and then Stalin, they were rebels, and they even call us counter-revolutionaries. That's what Bill Ayers and Obama in his training, they know they're the rebels. That's why they operate like this and
right.
are buying 1.6 billion bullets and armored vehicles and demonizing real Americans, because they are an occupying rebel enemy force against the Republic. And you're absolutely right.
So we need to remember the Battle of Lexington that ultimately went very poorly for the British that day because our guys insisted that the moral high ground be theirs. And that may take a lot more courage than would be needed to go and hide behind a rock and shoot, which they did later in the day. But to stand there at first, naked against the British ball that was coming down at them out of those muskets, that was real courage. But they knew why they were there. And in fact, their preacher had preached on that the Sunday before, and he was there with them because he believed as much as they did what he'd been preaching about.
I believe he died.
I don't remember that, but that's entirely possible, because it was not a fun day for either side. The British ultimately lost about a quarter to a third of their entire regiment that they sent out, some 800 guys. Not that many made it back. And more importantly, we were able to get to London ahead of the British couriers and point out what had happened and who had fired first, and that it was this oppressive government that we'd been hollering about for 4 and 6 years in formal petitions, petitions of right, bills of right, all those kinds of things were going over to the British mainland, being published in their newspapers. And then it finally came to that. And so I think we have to remember that history, the history that's not being taught in our government schools.
Sure.
But our forefathers did it right, and God willing,
yes, sir,
we'll do it right.
I can't believe we're to the point that we're having to talk about 1775, 1776. I mean, this is not a joke. And I had you on a few weeks ago, and I said, from all I've seen, this will be the greatest assault ever. And you said it's shaping up to be that. Undoubtedly now, Larry Pratt of GunOwners.org, this is clearly the greatest assault ever.
Certainly in my lifetime. For a while, I've been comparing it to Columbine, but I'm beginning to think that they are much bolder than they were even back in Columbine. And one of the guys here made a suggestion, which I still think could well be the case, and that is they've overreached. What Dianne Feinstein has proposed in her legislation is so far beyond what she, got enacted in 94 that they're essentially, with a few exceptions, coming for it all. Her much vaunted statement after she'd enacted her quote unquote limited gun ban of 1994 was, well, I just didn't have the votes. Otherwise, I'd have said, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. Well, we know what her objectives are. So we shouldn't be fooled. She's told us. And she's now indicating that she wants more. Now, I think she's getting greedy, and I think we can use that against her. And God willing, that's exactly
what's
going to
happen. But what about an executive order? I mean, Congress has got to start impeachment now with just Biden.
Impeachment and defunding. Without money, guarantee you, Alex, none of these Jaspers here inside the Beltway are volunteers. They're extremely well paid. I'm sure that 99% of your listeners would love to have what this 1% that works here in the government class is being paid. So this is definitely something that can be solved partially by money. If we can get around the Speaker of the House, who is like a downed tank blocking a bridge, and if somehow we can build another bridge or get him off the bridge in some way, then I think we could actually enact a spending measure that had a proviso in it: none of these funds may be used for the implementation of executive order, whatever it might be.
Well, you, sure, go ahead.
They're out of gas at that point.
you have always, again, been a very measured, calm person. And I'm like that in private. When I get wound up, I get very, very upset. And, you know, did that with Piers Morgan because he's always been a bully. I was not going to let him bully me. So I just basically dominated him. But I want to play you a clip here because this is what was said last night, amongst other things. They said they hope my children don't end up dead. And then there was this. So I'm going to play it for you now. Piers Morgan and guests discuss shooting Alex Jones. Daily Beast writer Buzz Bissinger says Piers Morgan should pop Alex Jones with a semi-automatic weapon. Then Huntsman's daughter, Abby Huntsman of the Huffington Post, says, I'd love to see that. Laughter in a uniform. Piers Morgan, I'd borrow my brother's uniform, who reportedly is an Army officer. So I guess if it's a uniform, it's okay. I want to play this clip and get your take on it. Here it is.
Yeah, but what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I'll borrow my brother's uniform.
That's enough. I'll borrow my brother's uniform. And then there was talk of, I hope my children don't get killed. I mean, and this is entering a whole other level of creep, Bill.
What they did there is reveal the heart of the leftist. The leftist is about force. They're about imposing their righteousness on us schlubs that don't know what's good for us. And it's such a delightful topic to talk about, offing some loudmouth like Alex Jones. That'll teach those bumpkins a thing or two, won't it?
Yeah, I guess it will. My children were there watching when their deaths were being discussed. I mean, they're clearly trying to terrorize the entire American people with these shootings. While they're horrible, statistically, it's one of the rarest forms of death.
Right. And along with our general murder rate, which is declining. And I was just looking at something that happily my son Eric pulled something up that's quite good. There's an underreporting of murder data in England, which is always held up as the country that's so wonderful compared to ours. British crime, I'm quoting from the finding, reporting tactics keep murder rates artificially low. And then this is a quote from a report from the Inspectorate of Constabulary. Suppose that three men kill a woman during an argument outside a bar. They are arrested for murder, but because of problems with identification, quote, the main witness is dead. Charges are eventually dropped. In American crime statistics, the event counts as a three-person homicide. But in British statistics, it counts as nothing at all. And then the report is quoted directly here. With such differences, this is British, 2000, with such differences in reporting criteria, comparisons of U.S. homicide rates with British homicide rates is a sham. That's the British cop group, the Inspectorate of Constabulary.
Well, can I have that headline? Because I've got the Telegraph and others admitting that they're the crime capital of Europe. Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in the world because, of course, they have more guns. But you can just type in Britain or England, the crime capital of Europe. People are beat, stabbed, you name it. But, yeah, I read all the time where if you fist fight someone raping your wife that busts in your house, they throw the book at you. You know, the farmer who'd been robbed three times defending himself, and they threw him in prison.
They probably give some condoms to the guy that was raping your wife and tell him to clean up his act.
Amazing. I know. I mean, but see, that's on purpose. They want, that's a criminal government with trying to team up with the criminals. Why do they love crime-ridden cities run by mafias?
Well, because we're then terrorized and we must depend all the more for our, quote, protection on the very authorities that have put us into that predicament to begin with. And I don't know whether they're accepting it in England, although it is, as the Telegraph said 2 days after that Piers Morgan interview, it is the fourth most violent country in the world. It's violent crime, which would include murder, but also rape and everything else that's...
And that's with watered-down numbers, because I've seen those numbers before, that they just let murder... I mean, they don't even investigate when they come to your house and you and your wife are chopped up. I mean, it's just like you could have the neighbor running around with a hand in their, you know, hand of a chopped-off person. They just say, oh, no big deal.
Right. They do not believe in self-defense. That farmer, it was infamous, that up in the little town of Norfolk in England... had after the third home invasion by the same gypsy gang members that had been terrorizing the whole area. He shot one of them in the dark of night who was coming up the stairs, actually shot both of them and killed one of them. And for that, they gave him a life sentence, which now he's out of jail because, happily, British public opinion finally focused on that outrage.
And see, that's what scares me, is that I'm still a young man, 38, but I've got aches and pains and things and, you know, problems now from a, you know, life of action. I can't imagine once I get old and all I can depend on is the gun. I mean, if two guys are coming up my stairs, I'm going to get so angry. Even if they're pretty tough, I can probably deal with them. But not when I'm 65, 70. I need that firearm. And more now, you know, I mean, as I get older, more and more I try to avoid physical stuff. It's just natural. We need to equalize things for the infirm, the old, the women, handicapped. I mean, the real liberal thing to do is to arm women.
Exactly. Exactly. And to make it so that unarmed children can be protected by their teachers, the janitors, whatever, in schools, rather than insist for now 20 years that if we just say no guns at schools, everything will be fine. Well, everything is not fine. That's where most of our, in fact, that's where all of our mass murders have occurred, in whatever kind of gun.
I hope you can get that out tonight with Piers Morgan. 5 more minutes with our guests on the other side. Gunowners.org. It's Larry Pratt.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Yeah, the Daily Beast of Newsweek is making jokes about their writer saying he needs to be shot and killed. Piers Morgan agreeing. Just amazing. But you can see the full video at Infowars.com. Also, DrudgeReport.com has it. Larry Pratt is scheduled to be on there tonight. Larry, I mean, how big a deal is this? I don't feel like I'm putting the words into it properly. How big of a deal is it with Biden saying, don't worry, there'll be executive orders, and we're going to take the recommendation of Attorney General Eric Holder, who's the Fast and Furious architect? I mean, why, we need to bring that up.
When he earlier had said, even before he made it clear that they would go executive order, but two, three, 4 days ago, sometime last week maybe, he was saying to some anti-gun group, we're going to have gun control by the end of January. Well, wait a minute. The Congress couldn't even vote to adjourn for an ice cream social that fast. I mean, it's just, come on, it's not going to happen. Then that just reinforces what you and I have been talking about. Clearly, they're going to go executive order against us. And so what Biden is up to is setting the stage for this very act of lawlessness. And for them to talk about offing you, and I've just found that on your page, and it's great that you've got it there. I think people ought to go to your Infowars.com. This is what needs to be, this needs to go viral. People need to see that the left, it's sort of like Che Guevara, the Cuban executioner for Fidel Castro. He was literally the chief executioner, and he would have people executed even during breakfast time. Well, he wanted to see that, so he had a wall cut out of his office onto the paredón, onto the shooting wall, so that he could see the executions of the men, women, and children taking place. And he would have his breakfast, you know, while all of this blood was flowing from those horrible people. That's the tone that I get. What you were being subjected to was the Tata Che Guevara had it right, you know.
You know, I also pulled up the quotes. He even wrote papers that are public. He actually, it's not propaganda. He called Mexicans subhumans. He called poor Indians subhumans. He called them trash. He said, quotes, who cares how many brown people die? And then I see Hispanics wearing his shirt everywhere, and he said they were animals. I mean, people just have no idea that these communists are a bunch of elitists that like to kill people.
And typically are the biggest racists in history. It's the statists who like to pick on a target population, a minority population. And, of course, in our country, that would be black or Mexican or somebody like that. It's not the right that is out making fun of or even threatening minority population. We're the ones that are talking about empowerment. We're the ones that are talking about let this man be what he can be. Don't tie him down.
Larry, this is our best interview ever. Things are very serious. We've got to get Congress to make a statement, obviously, saying no executive order on the guns. Supreme Court's ruled. Knock it off. I know you'll call on that. I mean, that's basically the battle plan, correct, sir?
Seems to be. We're in for a pretty rough ride. I think we're going to win, but this is a fight.
All hands on deck. People better be all hands on deck. In closing, gunowners.org. Go sign up. Get a membership. Give them money, folks. Donate to us. Support us. Buy our products. Go to Gun Owners. Sign up for the free email alerts. Tell folks how much the membership costs.
All of $20. Now, we'll accept more, but that'll be enough to get you our newsletter for the year.
And give the number out for folks that want to call and donate.
888-88-6-GUNS. That's 888-886. The letters GUNS.
All right. I will talk to you, obviously, in the next few days after the show tonight. Godspeed, Larry Pratt.
Thank you so much, Alex. Really appreciate you.
No, appreciate you. We'll be back with phone calls. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.